When they rolled to a stop in the driveway, parked, and walked warily toward the front door, they found Barris's note and the door unlocked. But when they cautiously opened the door, everything appeared as it had been when they left. Barris's suspicions surfaced instantly.
Ah,
he murmured, entering. He swiftly reached to the top of the bookshelf by the door and brought down his .22 pistol, which he gripped as the other men moved about. The animals approached them as usual, clamoring to be fed.
Well, Barris, Luckman said, I can see you're right. Oh, there definitely was someone here, because you see too, don't you, Bob? The scrupulous covering over of all the signs they would have otherwise left testifies to their...
He farted then, in disgust, and wandered into the kitchen to look in the refrigerator for a can of beer.
Barris, he said, you're fucked.
Still moving about alertly with his gun, Barris ignored him as he sought to discover telltale traces. Arctor, watching, thought, maybe he will. They may have left some. And he thought, strange how paranoia can link up with reality now and then, briefly. Under very specialized conditions, such as today. Next thing, Barris will be reasoning that I lured everyone out of the house deliberately to permit secret intruders to accomplish their thing here. And later on, he will discern why and who and everything else, and in fact, maybe he already has. Had a while ago, in fact. Long enough ago to initiate sabotage and destruct actions on the Cephscope, car, and God knows what else. Maybe when I turn on the garage light, the house will burn down. But the main thing is, did the bugging crew arrive and get all the monitors in and finish up? He would not know until he talked to Hank. And Hank gave him a proof positive layout of the monitors and where their storage drums could be serviced. And whatever additional information the bugging crew's boss, plus other experts involved in this operation, wanted to dump on him, in their concerted play against Bob Arctor, the suspect.
Look at this,
Barris said. He bent over an ashtray on the coffee table.
Come here,
he called sharply to both of them, and both men responded. Reaching down, Arctor felt heat rising from the ashtray.
A still hot cigarette butt, Luckman said, marveling. It sure is. Jesus, Arctor thought. They did screw up.
One of the crew smoked and then reflexively put the butt here. So they must have just gone. The ashtray, as always, overflowed. The crewman probably assumed no one would notice the addition. And in another few moments, it would have cooled.
Wait a second, Luckman said, examining the ashtray.
He fished out from among the tobacco butts a roach.
This is what's hot, this roach. They lit a joint while they were here. But what'd they do? What the hell did they do?
He scowled and peered about, angry and baffled.
Bob, fuck it. Barris was right. There was somebody here. This roach is still hot. You can smell it if you hold it.
He held it under Arctor's nose.
Yeah, it's still burning a little down inside. Probably a seed. They didn't manicure it too good before they rolled it.
That roach, Barris said equally grim, may not have been left here by accident. This evidence may not be a slip-up.
What now? Arctor said. Wondering what kind of police bugging crew would have a member who smoked a joint in front of the others while on the job.